Welcome to the No Ninja Podcast with your host, Ike Kelechi Udunsikalo Jr., also known as Honorable.
I remain your humble host, Udunsikalo Jr. You can also call me Honorable. I know it's been long since I uploaded an episode on this podcast channel. I've been really busy with moving to a new room and also farming and studying. So it's actually been a busy month all through. But in this episode, I'm going to be talking about 12 things that you may not have known about in Nigeria. When people think about Nigeria, they think of traffic jams, internet scams, and Boko Haram insurgency. I want you to know that this is not all about Nigeria. If this is all you think or you feel that Nigeria is, then you are wrong. Nigeria is a fascinating and diverse country, which is so much more than that. Thinking of that we are all about traffic jams, internet scams, and Boko Haram. I'm going to be giving you 12 amazing things you did not know or you may not have known about Nigeria, about its history, wildlife, people, and places, which would raise your eyebrows and make you consider what you think or what you thought you knew about my country, Nigeria. The first thing I'm going to be talking about is the infamous butterfly species. The area around Calabar, one of Nigeria's regional hubs, it contains world's largest diversity of butterflies. A good way to see them is to tour Cross River National Park, where over 300 species live. This is where you can get over 300 species of butterflies in Nigeria. I don't know if you have heard this before anywhere, but if you want to visit the place in the world where you have the largest butterfly species, over 300 of them, then head straight to Cross River National Park. The second thing on my list, which is number two, is the movie industry. The movie industry, also known as the Nollywood, is a huge industry in the world. Nollywood film industry is the second largest in the world. Only Indian's film industry, known as Bollywood, is larger than it. Even the Hollywood is not even equate, cannot equate to what Nigeria releases, Nigeria Nollywood releases every year. Number three is the diversity of languages. With over 500 languages, Nigeria is home to 7% of the all languages spoken on earth. This is amazing. Nigeria, a state in Nigeria called Taraba State, alone has more languages than 30 other African countries combined. The most common native language are Hausa, the Igbo, Yoruba, Ibibio, Edo, and Kanuri, while the most common non-native language is English. English is widely spoken in urban areas and by educated elites, but in rural parts of the country, it is not spoken, or Pidgin English, a blend of English and native language, is spoken. The number four I have here is the walls of Benin. Depending on which source you cite, the ancient wall of Benin are the largest or second largest man-made structure on earth, which is after the Great Wall of China. This wall of Benin is located in the present-day Benin City in Edo State. This series of stone walls, earthen ramparts, and deep moats in 16,000 kilometers long and spread over an area of 6,500 square kilometers. This was built between 800 and 1,400 AD to protect the royal precinct of Oba, the king of the new Persian kingdom. The number five, the is about religion. The country is half Muslim and half Christian. Islam is practiced by 48.8% of the population, while Christians constitute 50.8%. The majority of Muslims are in the northern part of Nigeria, and Christians tend to be in the southern, eastern, and western. Among Christians, 24.8% are Catholics, 74.1% are Protestants, and 0.9% belong to other denominations. I hope this has really raised your eyebrows about Nigeria, or these are the things that you may not have heard elsewhere, or you may not have known about Nigeria. Nigeria is not all about the scam that you heard about the internet, or the traffic jams, or the Boko Haram insurgency that is going on in the country. Nigeria is much more fascinating than what you think you read in the news. I would take a break at this moment and play you a song that would help you to understand that Nigeria is a place to be visited, that Africa is a place to be visited, that Nigeria is a home for all.
Resolve to
Welcome back, everyone. I hope you enjoyed that musical break with Timi Dakolo, who sang that song, The Great Nation. Timi Dakolo is indeed a true patriot of Nigeria. He is patriotic for giving such a beautiful song to Nigeria. We are all we have. We will defend our land. We believe in this nation, and we know we'll get there. We are all we have. We defend our land. We believe in Nigeria and the promise she holds, and that one day we will shine like the sun. We are a great nation. Thank you so much, Timi Dakolo, for this amazing rendition. I hope you enjoyed it. I myself enjoyed it, and I love the song. Thank you for taking time to listen to it. If you also want to hear more of it, go and search or go to any app stores, Spotify, and search Great Nation by Timi Dakolo. I will leave a description below to help you search the song. Welcome back as we go straight to the number 6 thing that you may not have known about Nigeria. Nigeria got Africa's longest bridge. The 11.8 kilometer long Tunmelan Bridge connects Lagos Island to the mainland. It starts at Oworosoki, a community on the mainland of Lagos, and ends at Adedeji Adele Interchange on Lagos Island. So this longest bridge connects the mainland of Lagos and the island of Lagos. This is the interchange that takes people from across the sea to their destination. Also, the number 7 fact is you might have a hard time with Pidgin English and local slang in Nigeria. Like in Nigeria, we speak Pidgin English. It is a blend of English and our local or native language. Just like if I want to say, how are you? I will ask you, how you been now? So, how you been now is a blend of English and our local slang, and we call it the Pidgin English. For example, also, there are some terms that we use to define some things. If I say I had 010 today, that means I skipped breakfast and dinner, but I ate lunch. Or if I say I had 101 today, it means that I skipped lunch, but ate breakfast and dinner. So this is an amazing slang in Nigeria, that in Nigeria you have so many Pidgin languages that you cannot hear any other place. So most of the expatriates, or those who tour Nigeria, when they come, they enjoy this Pidgin language, that they even want to learn about it. So if you may not have known, we have a language called the Pidgin English. Also, twins are found everywhere in Nigeria. This is the number 8 fact I have for you today. If you come to Nigeria and you think that you are seeing double, or you are seeing things, oh, relax, my friend, my dear friend, you are not seeing things. Nigeria in particular, or Yoruba community, is the world capital of twins birth in Nigeria. In Nigeria, we have the higher rate of twins birth than any other place in the world. That 5% of all deliveries in a day are twins. So don't feel that Nigeria is not a place to visit. Or if you visit Nigeria and you see things and you think you're seeing double, you're not seeing double. Nigeria is the twins capital of the world. If you don't know this, know it now. I take you to the number 9, the longest river. Although the river itself rises in the highlands of Guinea before skirting through Mali and Niger, Nigeria is home to the most of the Niger River, which is the longest river in West Africa, at 4,180 kilometers. It empties into the Gulf of Guinea after spreading its rich soil through the Niger Delta, where it again joins up with the Benue River. So the longest river in Africa, in Nigeria. Absolutely. Then the number 10 is some of the oldest humans. Evidence are pointing towards Nigeria. So some of the oldest humans are found in Nigeria. Archaeological evidence indicates that humans lived in Nigeria as far back as 9000 BC, making it one of the oldest spots on earth for human settlement. The Nok civilizations, which is 500 BC and 200 AD, is the oldest known civilization in Nigeria. Now, the number 11. What is in a name? What is a Nigerian name? How did it come about? If you don't know this, now know it today. That Nigerian name is after the River Niger, which flows through the country. Its official name is the Federal Republic of Nigeria. So we took out our name from the River Niger. That is where we took out our name from. The last but not the least interesting fact you might have known is that mobile phone love affair. Like Nigeria, we use mobile phones. Most people think that we don't use mobile phones in Nigeria here. We use mobile phones. So don't be surprised. There are over 120 million mobile subscribers in Nigeria. Although many people will have two or three subscriptions to deal with the terrible services. At any rate, this number puts it far ahead of any other country in Africa. Nigeria loves talk. I hope you've enjoyed what I've just given to you today, that Nigeria is not all about internet scam or scammers or traffic jam or Boko Haram insurgency. Nigeria is much more than that. And there is more to learn about Nigeria. People need to give your time to it. I love you. Thank you for joining me.